My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jim Harbaugh, you just heard it in the update. Dan, you have you don't have anything more on that then. Just what he had just said, what Andrew said in the update, is that should Jim Harbaugh come back to the NCAA, he will have to sit out at least one season, right? That's what it was. And it's all, there's a show cause here too. So, like, whoever would hire him would have to explain to the NCAA why they want to hire him in the first place. Ohio State fans will remember this because Jim Tressel had a similar situation. So, it's a one-year, just correct me if I'm wrong, one-year suspension, and this is because he was recruiting when no one else was allowed to recruit while we were going through COVID.
Correct.
Okay.
This is the recruiting scandal, I guess, that took place during the COVID-19 dead period where no one was allowed to contact recruits because of various health violations and all that stuff. Jim Harbaugh proceeded to do as such, and I believe a chunk of his staff did as well. And so here we are now finally getting a ruling on this. Everything you said is accurate. He's suspended for 1 year, and there will be a 4-year show cause. So if Jim Harbaugh does not return to college football in 4 years, then he doesn't have to serve anything.
Yeah, it's like Jim Tressel served out his show cause. If he wanted to go back and coach college football right now, even if he wanted to, he'd be clean and he'd be able to go do whatever he wants for any team, and he wouldn't have any restrictions against him for going out and trying to recruit or doing anything. He'd just be a regular coach kind of guy if that was the situation. But the hard part is that, you know, Ohio State got a 1-year bowl suspension, which drove Urban Meyer absolutely insane because they had a great team that year and they weren't allowed to go to a bowl because they were sitting out, you know, what had happened with Tressel. And so I don't know. I look at this. You guys know I get all fired up about this. Like, I don't understand. Go ahead. What do you got? One more
thing. I was just going to say, direct statement right here. During the show cause order, Harbaugh would be barred from all athletically related activities, including team travel, practice, video study, recruiting, and team meetings at any NCAA school that employed him. Additionally, if hired during the show cause order, Harbaugh would be suspended for 100% of his first season of employment. The results of those contests during Harbaugh's suspension would not count towards career coaching record. Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, I was worried about his record. That'd be my biggest concern.
You know what he's worried about?
Because they may have to vacate some of his wins. It's so stupid.
He's worried about how that house construction's coming along.
I still
new place in LA.
Still don't understand how, and again, that was a 2011. Tressel was suspended for 6 games from the Colts. This is the thing that just absolutely fires me up. Like, I don't know why, as a consultant, the NFL decided they wanted to put their hands in on this one. And I know you're all going to like, turn the page and who cares? It was forever ago and blah, blah, blah. But at that time,
the NFL thought, now, Dan.
No, I know. I took all the words out of your mouth. At that time,
you put the quarter in, you got to let the full song play.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
At that time, the NFL thought it was important to suspend Jim Tressel, and the Colts were like, okay, whatever. I mean, it was, so he had to sit out, I think he had to sit out six games in the NFL because of what had happened at Ohio State. I don't know how, in the same league, Jim Harbaugh can coach in the NFL this year or not have some kind of suspension. And maybe it's just easy to suspend a guy who's a video coordinator compared to a guy who's a head coach. I don't know if that's maybe the scenario. I'll sit here on my stoop and I'll stew about it, and I'll still try to figure out how shady it looks that that's not happening. But whatever. Maybe I'm just on my own island. I'm good for it. Jeff?
Andy, I don't know if there's anything more I can or should add to that.
Okay. You don't want to pile on?
Well, no. You already said it. You should turn the page. You should move on. I think your employment with Coach Tressel as his PR man is worn off now.
You know what you can do right now. That was not nice, not fair. And I'm not trying to be a PR guy for Jim Tressel. I'm not. I just don't think it was right. And I don't know that it's right for you to say that either, that I'm trying to be a PR guy for Tressel. That's not right either. So
it's kind of, I thought it would be kind of fun.
I know.
Just like you doing the voice for Dan and me.
No, I don't really do that. I have a different voice for you.
No, you just did that moments ago.
Trying to remember. Can we play that back, please? Do we have the replay? Can we go back to replay on that?
Wait, go to the tape?
Do we want
to put the show to a halt and go to the tape?
Yeah, I didn't. Oh, Jeff's throwing a red flag. What am I supposed to do? Who's going to get the penalty? He may have burned a timeout.
Who didn't pack the tent?
All right, we now go to this break so we can go to the tape.
All right, we're back from the break.
All right, back from the break. There's no evidence that Andy Baskin made fun of Jeff Phelps and I during the VAR challenge that took place here on 92.3 The Fan.
Boom. You just lost.
No, you did. Then you said, there's nothing you can say because I just said everything. So there it was.
Okay, all right. Mark's in Fairview Park. Hi, Mark.
Down, Baskin.
How are you, Mark?
Hey, doing all right, guys.
Now, what do you think should happen to Harbaugh here, man?
Oh, bury him. Listen, I wanted to ask because I thought even with Tressel, the show clause extended from the NCAA, and that even blocked any opportunity he had in the NFL. So do you think that would...
How could the... I don't know how that's... Like,
it's
the NCAA...
That's not possible.
Yeah, I don't know that that's... The NFL decided to do that when they said he had to sit out six games.
Yes, and I didn't know if... From your opinion, you think the NFL will get involved with the Chargers, with Harbaugh, with the organization, you know, and force them upon that.
All right, Mark, just appease me. Just go, yes, they should. They should get all fired up and suspended for a couple of games this year for the Chargers. And then we'll both realize that the time has passed and that
yes,
we can't.
They should.
Yeah. Mark, if we were sitting at a bar, I would buy you a beer right now. Thank you. Thank you for supporting me.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Miller Lite.
Thank
Good
you, Mark.
Go.
There you go. Appreciate it. Mark in Fairview Park. Sitting at the bar with me, commiserating. What else can they do to Harbaugh now? Will he last in the league?
Buy him some new khaki pants.
Yeah, will he last in the NFL for that long that he might even have to contemplate going back to the NCAA or to an NCAA team in the next 4 years?
Nope. He'll either be there or he'll be working TV. He'd be great on TV.
All right, on things worth mentioning, but we're not going to go full-blown breaking news or anything like that on it.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy Andrew Filippone.
Okay.
On our sister station down in Pittsburgh.
Oh, here we go.
Sources. The Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. All the terms of the deal and contract details are being hammered out now. The wide receiver is coming to Pittsburgh. Again, Andrew Filippone reporting that, saying that sources are telling him the Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. All the terms of the deal and contract details are being hammered out now. The wide receiver coming to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Well why wouldn't we consider that breaking news? Of course it is. Yeah.
I hope he's incorrect. I would not want to see him go to the Steelers.
Wait, why are we questioning Filippone? If Filippone's saying this is correct, it's right. Why would he make up a lie?
Because earlier he had said the Steelers were out. That sources were telling the Steelers are out.
No, earlier today.
We're back in and... We're flipping back and forth all over the place here. So
it was Patriots and Browns. Now Patriots are out. Browns might be out. Steelers are back. When the 49ers decide to announce something and everything, I'll buy it. I There's so
you're
much.
Not going to buy it from any reporter then, right? Like if Mike Florio came out and said it, then you wouldn't buy that either.
I would buy it from Florio, from Schefter.
Well, I just think if Filippone is going to report this.
It's nothing against Andrew.
Sure, it is.
No, Andy, it's not. There's so much.
Yes, it is.
Well, in your mind, certainly not mine, or I wouldn't have said it. There's so much flying around about this that I'm going to wait and see what happens. There are a couple of national reporters who seem to get all the stories before they break. Sometimes a local story reporter gets one. I'm going to choose to just wait and hear it from Schefter or the Niners.
I'm disappointed. If Filippone's saying it's a done deal.
Don't be disappointed in the way I think.
Well, no, I think it's funny how we just like assume that some of these reporters that say it's gold. But if somebody else says
it, did you believe
it
yesterday when he said the Steelers were out?
No, I don't.
Well, then why not?
Hang on. I don't remember him saying they were out. I've never heard Filippone say they were out.
That's because nobody cared when he said they were out.
I know what he said this morning. That he said that. Hang on. Now I got to go back and read the tweet. It's on our own website. His earlier tweet today, pressure.
Maybe he's right. I hope not, because I do not want to see Brandon Ayuk in this division. That would put the Browns wide receiving crew way down in the division rankings.
Kind of adds to the rivalry a little bit, because it will have meant that he picked, if there was a deal and framework that was done between the Browns and the 49ers, and they were just waiting for Ayuk to make a decision, that he chose Pittsburgh over Cleveland. Am I wrong? If there was a deal in place, and it was just a matter of trying to figure out if this was the deal, that's where, again, Filippone said earlier today, barring a last-second change of heart from the 49ers or Brandon Ayuk, the Steelers expect to trade for Ayuk by the end of the week, at the latest.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And that was it. He said that earlier today. I never caught the part where he said they were out. I had heard Pittsburgh was in the whole time, and that no one was talking about him yesterday. I was like, I don't get this. I don't get it. And then New England dropped out, and so our proposal, or the Browns' proposal, was sitting there as we were waiting to find out if Ayuk wanted it. And then go back to Mike Silver when we were talking about before, Jeff, that, you know, it sounded to me like Ayuk was looking for what's better for his family. A little bit, right? Because we talk about that all the time. Maybe. Sometimes I dismiss that. And you tend to weigh that a little bit heavier about, you know, life choices and wanting to make sure that your family's going into a good situation. I was like, wow. If you're listening to Mike Silver, Mike said what Jeff says all the time on this show. You know, when it comes to making decisions like this, career choice, where you're going to, where, you know, what's next for you.
We'll see. That's all we can do at this point. I'm going to wait and hear it from either one of the one or two national sources who never seem to miss, or from the teams involved.
Yeah, I'd rather hear it from the team. Let's be honest with you. That way you know it's 100% real. So I mean, I'm backing off on it too, but I think if Filippone's saying it's real, I tend to believe it's real, that the Aiyoke deal is done, and that they're just, you know, crossing T's and dotting I's to say that he's a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. How does that make you feel, Browns fans, if that's true? If it's true, he's going to Pittsburgh. In some ways, it looks to me like he decided, you know what? I'm taking Pittsburgh over Cleveland. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.